Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel, and Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Avraham Yerziva Gahagon, B'Karav Mamish. And here we have our last Mishnah discussing Shavuos Ha'edos. The Mishnah says, let's say the Lashon was as follows. He told them, Mashbi Ani Aleichem, I make you swear. Or he used a slightly different Lashon, Mitzav Ani Aleichem, I command you, or I serchem Ani, I asser you with a Shavuah if you know Edos for me. Hare'il Chayavin, in all these cases, if they say Amen and they agree to the Shavuah, and then it turns out that they lied and they really knew Edos for him, they're Chayav, because all these are fair lashonos of shvuah. However, if he told them, I make you swear, b'shamayim uva aretz, harei elu patur, and they're potter, because shamayim and aretz has no implication at all, that's not a real shvuah at all. Here's other lashonos of shvuah. Let's say he tells them, ba'alav dalid, I'm making you take a shvuah with the shame of Hashem, alav dalid, meaning alav dalid nun yud, or b'yud ke, meaning the shame yud ke vav ke, or b'shakai, b'tzvakais, b'chanun, or v'rachum, b'erchapayim, or v'rav chesed, u'b'chol ha'kinuyin, or any of the kinuyim, any of the alternative names for Hashem, if you will. These are all ways that the Torah describes Hashem. They would be chayiv a karbon if they said amen to such a shvua, because it's obvious that we're using Shem Hashem in the shvua, even though it's not the regular classic Shem Hashem. Now we discuss these names of Hashem in the context of cursing somebody. Hamakal b'kulon chayiv, div Rav Meir. Rav Meir says if a person curses Hashem using one of these lashonis, he'd be chayiv for cursing Hashem. However, Chom Paiter, Chom Pater, because they hold, in order for a person to be chayiv skila for cursing Hashem, he has to use the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now Hamakal av v'imay b'kulon chayiv, div Rav Meir. Rav Meir says if a person curses their father or mother using one of these Shemes Hashem, he's chayiv. And once again, Racham Parton, the Racham Pater. However, Hamakalol Atzmai v'Chaveira b'Kulon. If a person curses himself or his friend using any of these names of Hashem, Iver Blois Asay, he's Iver Lois Asay. Now back to Shavuos Eidos. Let's say the following lashon was used: Yakacha Elikim, Hashem should strike you down, or V'chein Yakacha Elikim, so Hashem should strike you down. This actually borrowed lashon from the Techacha and Chumash. And so, let's say the person tells the Edim, Hashem should strike you down, Yakacha Elikim, if you don't say the Eidos for me. Or let's say the person's reading the Techacha, is reading the Klalos, and then the fellow says, oh, v'chein yakcha elikim, just like you read, Hashem should strike you down if you don't say edus for me. This actually is a valid lashon of shvuah, because zuhi Allah haksuv b'tayra. This has to do with the word Allah, which means oath, that's written in the Torah in regards to shvuah se'edus. Now let's say we have the opposite. Let's say the guy tells him, al yakcha, Hashem should not strike you if you say edus for me, or v'yirechcha, Hashem should bless you if you say edus for me. Mashma, he should curse you if you don't say edus for me. Or he says, v'yetev l'cha, Hashem should do good for you if you say edus for me. In this case, our mayor mechayev, or mayor would be mechayev for making a false shvuah, because we understand the opposite. For example, when he says Hashem should not strike you, or that you should be blessed, is that the opposite is going to happen if you don't give edus for me, so it's considered regular shvuah. However, Chom Paiter and the Chom Pater, because this is not the regular lashon of shvuah, and the halachas like the Chachamim. And then we'll go on to Parakei Mishnah Aleph to discuss another type of shvuah, which is called shvuah sapikadon. So first of all, this shvuah does not come along with a carbon oil of a yared, as the previous ones did. They come along with a different carbon, a carbon asham. And even though it's called shvuah sapikadon, which literally means a shvuah about a deposit, it's not just about a deposit, as we're going to see. It just means that, let's say, Reuven is being mashbia Shimon, that he has something of his and he wants it back. It could be that Reuven deposited by Shimon. It could be that Shimon stole it from him, or maybe Shimon owed him money because he borrowed it, or Reuven did work for Shimon and that's why he owes him the money. The bottom line is, for whatever reason, Shimon has Reuven's money and now Reuven is being mashbia him, a shvuah sapikadon. Now Reuven's saying, give me my money back, and he makes a shvuah, I don't have your money. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, shvuah sapikadon, this shvuah, neheges banashim v'nashim, is with both women and men, berchaikim rukrivim, it could be with people who are far, meaning they're not relatives, or even if they are relatives, bikshein rupsulim, as with kasher and pasul people, as bifnei bezin, shle bifnei bezin, mipi atzmai. If he's making the shvua on his own, he either says, shvua, I don't have your money, or he answers amen to the other guy being mashbia him, so this is a proper shvua, even if it's not in front of bezin. However, mipi acherim, if it's only from others, meaning if the other guy says, I'm being mashbia you, and he doesn't answer amen, all he says is, I don't have your money, but again, he doesn't say amen, so then, enuchem achichur by bezin, he's not chayv until he denies us in Bezdin, Divrei Meir, so Meir says, or Zalchamer and Chum say, Bein Piyatsu, Bein Piyacherim, whether he's making it on his own or the other person's being mashbiyah him, Kim Shekafer Bai, the moment he denies it, Chayiv, he's Chayiv, even if it's not in front of Bezdin. Now, which cases of a false Shvuah is he going to be Chayiv? So, V'chayiv al Zadon HaShvuah, he's going to be Chayiv if he's a Zadin regarding the Shvuah, meaning he's a Mazid, he knows that he has his friend's money, and he also knows that he's going to be Chayiv a carbon for making this false Shvuah. That's one case that he's going to be Chayiv in. And also, V'al Sheigasa, Im Zadon HaPikadon, if he's Shayig in as much that he doesn't know he's going to have to bring a carbon for making a false shvuah, but he's mazed regarding the bikadon, meaning he knows he has his friend's thing. In both these cases, he's going to be chayiv. But ve'ena chayiv al sheigasa, he's not chayiv if he's pure shayig, meaning if he didn't even know that he had his friend's money, he really thought he didn't have anything, then he's not going to be chayiv. And uma chayiv al zadayna, in the case where he is mazed, what's he chayiv? Asham bekesef shkalim. He has to bring a carbon asham, which its value is a kesef of shkalim, which means two silver shkalim. That's how much it has to be worth. That's his carbon. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up more. Continue to discuss shvuah sapikadon. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.